Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Speaking of the Skim Show with Scott and Kim, we haven't had one, so we're having one now.
It's been some time.
Welcome to the car show, where we're in the car.
The car show?
Well, the show from the car.
There we go. We're not talking cars today.
No. And if the very nice, I almost said waitress, if the very nice tooth technician lady, what do you call them?
Hygienist.
Hygienist, dental hygienist.
Sarah Brown.
Oh, man. Okay, I'll pause it. Go ahead. All right, we're back. Kim was on the... Her sister called about feet.
We're working on the Christmas gifts. We're working combined on the Christmas gifts.
What was the feet about? Why, oh,
socks.
I brought up the feet.
You brought up the feet, you weirdo.
Yeah, Kim... So, Kim's sister's talking about getting socks for some gift her. I don't want to say who, or else maybe they're listening. And I asked her how much would it take for her to... for a certain brother-in-law of hers to lick his foot from like heel to toe, just bleh, right? And she said $1,000.
Minimum of $1,000.
I would have said $5,000 minimum. And it better be more if we're ever going to really get over this.
Yeah.
One's not enough. Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Anyway.
So we're done at the dentist. I have no cavities.
Woo. They give you a certificate when you have no cavities to go for a free lunch.
Yeah.
So that's where we're headed.
We're going to this place called J-Dogs, which is the best freaking, I don't even know what they are.
Beef dog or Polish dog. They're hot dogs.
I'll get beef because Polish seems not as good for me.
It's
neither are great
seasoning
for me.
In there.
Yeah. They make these amazing.
They're fantastic foot-long hot dogs.
Beastie hot dogs. They're so good.
Sauce.
If you live in the valley, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, or if you've never been here, and if you just happen to be in Salt Lake and you're passing a J-Dogs, you could do a whole lot worse than stop there.
Yeah.
They're really good. So we're going to go do that, and then we're going to head back home so I can get real work done today. But I thought it was interesting what happened today. So at the dentist, one of the first signs that I had put on too many pounds in recent years was that I couldn't breathe very well when they would do things in my mouth, right? So they'd be working on my teeth, and it would cut off my windpipe, and I couldn't breathe through my nose. Yeah, and I had to stop Matthews once and go, dude, I can't breathe. And he's like, all right, well, can you breathe through your mouth?
Take,
and I had to learn how to
do
it. Today they did the same thing, and I breathed just fine.
So I think all that
Head meat is reducing.
Head meat.
Head and tongue meat. Oh, and that guy, he checks. They now check your tongue from where it was last time. And he says, everything's reduced in here. This is good. I can see down your throat. Last time I couldn't as
well. What?
Can you believe that?
That's crazy.
It's kind of grody, but.
Well, but it's good.
Yeah, it is good.
It's
so
a good kind of grody.
20 pounds down, and he goes, oh, I need to do that, he says. Because I guess he's snoring a lot.
I think, we could all use a little bit of that.
And then she wanted to learn about podcasting or what I do. She's already a big podcast listener.
She's a new hygienist there.
Yeah, and she listens. She says she listens mostly to parenting and like couples type shows.
Oh, well, so then that's she'll like Skim.
Maybe. I say a lot of really dumb stuff on here.
Yeah, but that's what people like it.
She also asked about like how hard is it to edit everything, and I said that's one of my tricks is I don't edit anything ever.
So she's thinking about being a podcaster?
I don't know. She just was wondering. She just had a lot of questions, and she was very nice.
She was very nice.
She was super sweet. She has teenage kids, and she wanted to know about our kids. Saw a picture of Van and got real excited. Thought he was super cute. And then what else?
Because he is.
Oh, she says that when her kids are grumpy, she still says they're teething. That was pretty funny.
Your 17-year-old. He's just teething.
He's still teething. They get grumpy when they're teething.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it is a good idea.
I should say that about Nick. He's still teething.
Don't worry. He's just grumpy today.
He'll grow out of it.
He'll be fine. Waiting for that molar. Look at that guy's lady thing.
Look at that guy's lady?
Sorry. She's got... A lady's got a...
The
one
antlers.
Antler.
No,
only
it's
one,
got
though.
Them on both sides.
Oh, on both sides?
She looks like a reindeer.
She doesn't look jaunty like her idea for her decoration. Makes her seem. You know what I mean? It's like people who decorate or whatever, and then you look at them and they look pissed.
They're like, I've done this for too long.
Yeah.
Now I have to.
Yeah, I get that. Anyway, so.
That's not how I feel about it, though. I've had my Christmas decorations up since the first week in November.
Yeah.
Because we weren't hosting Thanksgiving, and so I thought.
I love that you did that this year.
And it has been great.
It felt so much more Christmassy. What is that Mad Max looking train?
That is the Front Runner.
That's so cool. I've never seen it.
Double decker train. You haven't?
No.
Oh, well, that's
never been on it either. I mean, obviously, I haven't seen
it. You don't take much transportation around Salt Lake.
No. I mean, I've been on tracks a bunch of times, but never been on that.
This one goes downtown. All the way downtown.
That looks like a double-decker looking... Mm-hmm. Is it?
It is.
Go upstairs?
Yep.
Cool.
My dad takes it every day.
That's cool. I like a train that's like multi-level.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Unless they crash.
And that's double casualties.
Double the death. It's like those triple-decker buses in
They don't crash Europe. Very often, though, because they're not on the same kind of track system as the other ones.
Yeah, that's true.
And so they're on a train system, which doesn't have... They do a lot of overpasses. They just... completely bypass the traffic.
Gotcha.
Which is really nice.
Yeah, it is nice. So anyways, what was my point? I don't know. Oh, so this is kind of lame, but we're using this as an excuse to record. So we should probably say, let's talk holiday. It's Christmas, right? We got like a week.
Yep.
And normally, well, we still have big family things, but that's on Friday and Saturday.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yep. So all the big family party bash get-together things are still happening.
Mm-hmm.
But come next week, because that's all happening in advance, we get to have kind of a nice, quiet Christmas Day plan.
Christmas
where
Christmas Eve is just the four of us, and then Christmas Day is just the seven of us.
Yeah, we're just going to eat and chill and watch movies we haven't seen and some that we want to see again.
Yep.
And hopefully it's snowy and cold.
Supposed to snow on Christmas Day. Right now, that's what it says in the forecast. But that's 7 days away.
Yeah, and I feel
so
like they do
we'll
that
see.
Just to get everyone excited.
On Christmas
what
Day
if it,
only.
Yeah, what if it snowed on Christmas?
Well, it's in the forecast. So
it's
we'll
definitely
see.
Cold enough. It's like 31 right now. This morning when I got up, it was 16 degrees.
It was cold
Plenty
this morning.
Plenty cold. Yeah. You could snow right now and it would work. Or it could rain and it would snow.
But looking outside right now, blue skies, sun's out, and it's just cold.
Blue skies smiling at me. Hey, it's GameSpot. I'm sorry.
Smashburger.
GameStop. I'm sorry. Smashburger. They have the exact same logo.
I know.
It annoys me.
It shouldn't annoy you. It's fine. It's not that big.
All right. It doesn't really annoy me. Hey, there's nobody here.
Perfect.
Sweet. Or is that bad?
Well, that's a good thing. That just means it's not lunchtime. This area is usually packed with people.
A Utah couple died today after eating J-Dogs. Anyway, so we're going to go and get our J-Dogs and have a good time. We'll come back out after.
On.
Yes, and then we'll talk some more here on this episode of the Scott and Kim Show. Cheap car on my phone recording edition. .com. All right, we'll be right back. All right, we're back to finish out this mad action-packed edition.
I thought you were going to say magical edition.
That's pretty magical. It's you and I in the car. We used to make out there, remember? Those are the
it's
days.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. I proposed to you in a car.
did.
Yep. Above
overlooking the city.
Overlooking the whole city.
It was up in one of the high.
I'm not very good at those sorts of things, so I was proud of that. That's all full of houses now.
I know, it's really weird.
Yeah, that used to be a big empty mountain, but now it's full of houses. Very expensive houses.
Sorry, I'm a little phlegmy now.
Phlegmy? Gross.
I'm sorry.
She's Peggy Fleming. Anyway, oh, that hurt my back a little.
Your back is a mess.
Yeah, it's been a little better. Anyway, we're now driving back, and J-Dog's was lovely. Had a great big hot dog. They do this thing there where they slice it up in like a crisscross.
On.
Yeah, they cut X's down the hot dog, and then they cook it like that. I don't know what that, why that's so good. It just is.
It just is.
I think it gets cooked better or something. Or
they have this special sauce they put on there, and they put celery salt and sauerkraut on mine.
You put a ton of sauerkraut on yours.
Tons of sauerkraut, banana peppers, pickle.
You didn't get onions like me.
No.
I love onions. You don't like onions.
Not the same way. I don't like raw onions.
Kim doesn't like raw onions, and she doesn't like mushrooms unless they're raw on a salad, which is weird.
True.
Not weird, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, you can call it whatever you want.
I've never been back here before. What is all this?
This is the frontage road.
Oh.
I go there. Rod Works.
Rod Works? Is that the guy named Rod where he works? Or is that...
Yes. Home Decor.
They make rods. Oh. Like shower curtain rods and things like that?
No.
Oh. What is it? Honestly, I would have think if that was it. Just, I would have think if that was it.
I would have think
of. I can't talk. Anyway, we are... we're about done. Do you have any other thoughts as we head into the Christmas season?
No, I'm just thinking about what we're going to have to eat, because we always talk about food at our end of our segment.
Soup.
And I think we're going to do either, we might make gumbo, because that's my family tradition on Christmas. We used to have a big pot, and I mean a big pot, of gumbo with the full whole crabs.
Like a whole live crab in it.
And crawfish and
shrimp. Were the crabs live?
Shrimp.
Or dead?
Well, once you cook them, they're
when
dead.
When you put it in, I mean...
They go in live.
They
usually.
Go in live?
Because mm-hmm.
We're doing it live, they'd say.
Doing it live.
So wait a minute. When you do that to a crab, uh-huh. And then you...
I mean, we won't, because we're not going to go catch crabs anywhere.
Oh, that's what I was getting at, is we don't have that option, right?
Not that kind of crab.
No. Okay. So what are you going to put in it? What's the Utah version of this?
So I would say shrimp. We might... I'm going to get a couple of crabs to put in there, but I will just go buy Dungeness crabs from the...
Dungeness?
From the meat market.
Is that how you say it?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and they turn
I always thought
really,
it was indigenous or some other word.
Dungeness. Yes, and they turn bright orange after you cook them. Oh, they're so good.
Okay, and then what, shrimp and things in there?
Shrimp. Probably put some chicken in there. I'm not going to bother with crawfish. They're really hard to get here. And when they do get them here, they're usually a little gritty and sandier, and I just can't do that.
And rubbery, kind of rubbery.
Yeah, they're not as good.
You get them in the South, and they're amazing.
You buy them by 500 pounds.
I've never been on this road. This is beautiful. Where's this prison?
It's right over there.
They're getting rid of the prison, and this whole area is about to explode. The minute that prison's gone...
Yep, they'll move it to...
Draper Part 2, man.
Where are they moving it to? Tooele?
Well, they're not moving the prison. They're just closing this one and building a new one.
Building a new one. I mean, they're moving the prisoners, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Imagine that day.
Ugh, that's not a good day.
Just a big procession of trucks.
Shut down the whole freeway and make a procession of trucks.
Just a Michael Bay movie. They big breakout. Or what was the Con Air? It's like Con Air, where everyone breaks away, and then Steve Buscemi
prison
and...
Prison Break.
John Malkovich and mm-hmm. Nicolas Cage. I didn't pause for effect there. I had to think about whose names I was going to say. That's a sign of getting old. Anyway, yeah, they're moving this entire prison. So this used to be the outskirts of the valley, but now it's not. It's the middle of the valley.
Lots of suburbia.
Yeah, and so the city made a deal to get rid, or the state, I guess, made
to
a deal
to
move
city.
This city. Yeah, to move cities for the prison.
But they're moving it to a city that could use the taxpayer income, too. A further out their city.
Where is it, Tooele?
I think so.
They deserve it.
Was not nice at all. No one deserves that.
They deserve it just for having the word Thule in their name.
Thule.
But anyway, they're going to move the whole prison out. And I've been in that prison, have I told you?
No.
Yeah, I've been inside there.
Why?
Not wasn't incarcerated.
Well, I mean, why were you visiting there?
It was some church
not
thing.
Not why were you in there.
When I, or why were you in the joint? I was in because
what did you do?
We had some church thing when I was a kid, a teenager, where we were going over there to help do something. I think we maybe helped with a dinner.
Oh, I see. Like and a then, holiday thing, maybe.
Yeah. Yes. It was right around the holidays, and I think they did some caroling. We had to sing. So we sang
you
to these inmates.
Caroled?
Yeah, wow. Like Johnny Cash at the Folsom State Prison.
There you go.
I'm Johnny Cash, I said, and the whole place went wild. No, but like, I remember being very intimidated. I remember everything smelled like a combination of clean and pee.
Ew.
That's hard to explain what I mean by that. Like ultra clean, but also a hint of pee.
That's never good.
Uh-uh. I didn't like it.
It's like Lysol and pee.
And this one guy, one of our adult leader people, kept joking that he was going to leave us there for some scared straight.
Yikes.
I'm like, dude.
What's wrong with that guy?
I go, my only problem is I have bad grades. Other than that, I'm a pretty good kid. Grades are, it's not going to help me to have some guy in, you know, covered in tats with a tat with one eye going,
turn in your homework.
Y'all want to be in here soon? Well, then you better pay attention in English, you know? That wasn't going to happen. But anyway, but I think because of this area is so adjacent over here to Rich Man Land.
It's across the freeway from
this Draper. Mm-hmm. I think this is going to bleed over here, and this is going to be your new expensive. Blufftail is going to be the new Draper.
Right now, Taylor lives close to it.
Yeah. Is that where we're going?
Mm-hmm.
We're getting the electrodes?
Yes. The TENS unit.
Do we dare tell them what that's for?
Why wouldn't you? It's for your back.
So Kim's been torturing me at night, and we decided to up our sexy game.
Now, with a TENS unit? That's the last thing you
want. Why do you call that a TENS unit? What does
that
even
called.
Mean?
I don't know. They're called a TENS unit.
A TENS unit.
Mm-hmm.
TENS unit.
Carter Johnson.
Oh, your Carter's daughter's calling you. All right, we'll leave it on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. Hi. Who's this?
Hi.
What are you doing?
Nothing. What are you doing?
I'm recording a version of Skim in the car, and you happen to call right when we're recording, so we're just going to keep it going.
What's up?
Oh, well, call me back when you're done.
No, tell us what you had. We want to hear. The listeners are interested.
I have nothing to say.
You have nothing to say?
And she smiles. I have nothing to say.
Are you excited about Star Wars this weekend?
I'm very excited about Star Wars.
Episode 9.
Episode 9.
Apparently they press a bit of a reset button from the last.
Shh,
oh.
Don't That's say not a anything spoiler. At all. Don't say anything.
All right.
I don't watch the previews, though. Shh.
No, I haven't seen the previews either this time.
I haven't watched the previews either.
Shh. All right, well, that's it. The reason we're doing it
May
is because
shush be with
Carter,
you.
Carter works at the University of Utah, and she got invited to, they do a big theater rent-out thing, and there's room for us.
Yep.
We're like Jesus, Mary, and Joseph looking for a place at the inn, and they had room. What? What'd you say?
I mean, we're just like regular people who came for the census.
Yeah, you're right. We're just like the people, we're like the money changers. Anyway. All right, Carter, is there anything else we can do for you while we have you here on the air?
Oh, nothing at all.
Really? like Smithers talking about his bum?
What?
You know what I'm talking about. No, like nothing at all. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
In his ski suit? Flanders. You're supposed to know
it's
that.
It's Flanders.
No, what did I say?
You said Smithers.
Oh, I meant Flanders.
That's why I was confused.
Like nothing
And then at Homer, all. Then Homer... Like, gets mad because he's like stupid, sexy Flanders. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, well, yeah. Do you want us to call you back when we're coming home soon?
Yeah, just call me back whenever you're done.
Okay.
All right, love you, bye.
Love you. Oh, she didn't get to say, like, you hung up on her before I ever do. I'm the one that's supposed to
usually do that.
I know.
I think she was done.
She wasn't down for this today. She wasn't asked. She didn't ask for this.
She got permission ahead of time.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, anyway.
We're going
yes.
back to Taylor's because we forgot the thing we came here for, and the whole point I was going to explain was we need a 10, what'd you call it, a TENS unit to,
for your back.
For my back, because my back is being a poop, and we're just trying kind of everything, different stretches, a little massage here and there. I got one of those Theracanes.
Theracane.
Which sounds like something my mom would have bought in the 80s. when her back hurt. But sounds I come like from a long you line
a,
of
you did like a blender.
I come from a long line of my back is out people. And I'm trying not to let that get me, so
don't let it get you.
We're gonna try some electrodes. See how that goes. Anyway, we may check in later, we may not. That might be the end of the show. Is it the end?
I don't know. You decide that.
You know what? We'll come back.
We'll see you in a minute.
Stay tuned. All right, we're at Taylor's house. All right, we won't use any names or anything, but no. Taylor's doing a really nice thing for people, and I didn't know that. That's super cool. And they're watching Mulan, which is what you can hear in the background, because Van loves Mulan. We'll make a man out of him yet. How's that song go? We'll make a man out of you. Mulan's cool. I like it. I always liked it. It's got that funny dragon. With the Eddie Murphy and the whatnot. Anyway, so while we're in here, we are just spending a little time with the baby. And Mulan is playing, and I'm sitting here wishing my back didn't hurt. Goodbye. All right, we're back in the car. Finishing out today's show.
Finishing out today.
This is a long trip to get my dental work done.
We've had a long day. It's all right, though.
I got a lot to do, so we're heading back home now. Oh, that bump was hard.
Hurt your back.
Do we really have anything else to add?
I'm going home to make spaghetti for dinner.
Spaghetti?
We like what
kind of
spaghetti.
Noodles you have?
I'm going to make brown rice.
Oh, instead of noodles.
Yeah, because I can't eat noodles. Less carbs.
Pasta is one of those things I'm trying to not
better
eat
Better carbs. Try to eat better carbs. Because brown rice has
Well, everything's
carbs,
got carbs.
But it's
question
a better,
is, yeah. Healthier carbs, more complex carbs. Less
all the good stuff.
Unrefined, pre-prepared garbage. Anyway, so that's going to do it for us here at Skim. Now, I know we have a couple of emails, but I don't have access to them here. So we'll have to do that on the next episode, which we'll do next. We'll do something next week for Christmas week, some kind of something.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
It's the week of Christmas next week. We have a week till Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Weird.
It is weird. Careful. I don't
it's
trust the cigarette
that
guy.
I can't see.
I got a major cigarette. You see that thing?
Yeah, it was a new one, that's why.
Oh.
He just hadn't lit it.
Well, he is so into his cigarettes, he actually was pre-wearing it.
Pre-wearing
it? I don't smoke, so I don't know what the deal is. Do you put it in your mouth and hang around first, or do you light it immediately?
You're asking the wrong person.
No.
I don't know.
You don't really smoke either.
I don't really smoke either.
All right.
I don't smoke at all.
You know, almost everyone I talk to has smoked at least once, if not a long time, and then quit.
Really?
Almost everyone I know.
Really?
Yeah.
I figured,
all
right.
All my internet people.
We would have not started.
Well, we're supposed to know better, right? And I feel like I did know better, that is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, if nobody knew this, you know the thing in your car that you moved, or the, what's this? The visor? That's like blocks the sun from your face when it's getting the sun's getting low. Did you know you can go
and slide it further out?
You can slide it out. This is an audio show, so it's really hard to explain what I'm talking about.
Well, try your visor. See if yours slides out further so it goes more to the middle of the car.
That's right. Slide it out is what we're saying. All right, everybody. Have a great day, week, whatever it is you're having. And we'll be back soon with more Skim. Oh, if you like us, support us at patreon.com/frogpants. Jeez, honey, trying to get us out of here before I get the plug in.
I'm just driving, okay?
Oh, okay. that's patreon.com/frogpants. We'd love it if you did and appreciate it when you do. Thank you all so very much, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Ready for breakfast, here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.